StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots summary of The Rudest Book Ever by Shwetab Gangwar. Introduction.
Do you want to become truly intelligent and individual? You are used to being spoon-fed information from parents, teachers, and friends. When you were young, you learned to accept this information without any doubt or questioning. The knowledge you formed about the world was not based on your thinking. Therefore, you must abandon all the packets of information you have accepted without questioning. Then, you need to start relying on data and rational thinking. This is the key to freedom. Shwetab Gangwar spent years helping people to solve their problems. In the process, he identified simple patterns that regularly cropped up. Everyone's problems could be solved with a set of principles and perspectives that emphasized people taking control of their own lives. This is called the rudest book ever because it doesn't spare feelings. It tells you exactly as it is. It can teach you to become more emotionally self-reliant and to curb the influence of others.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
About Shwetab Gangwar.
Shwetab Gangwar is a novelist, public speaker, and professional problem solver. He has millions of social media followers. People send him their problems, and he solves them with complete dedication, creating as many videos as possible. Gangwar is known for his honest and valuable content and arguments on various topics that many ignore. This has earned him both hate and praise. He is often called a men's rights advocate, but is not a fan of the label.
StoryShot 1. You have to learn how to think.
You may often have found yourself thinking that people are idiots, but no one is born an idiot. Rather, we unknowingly choose to be idiots, since we aren't shown the techniques of how to think. A person who is brought up being told what to think will, in general, accept those thoughts. However, someone raised to think will, in general, question them. Adults are merely children who have grown in age. Adults still fall into the same trap of copying what others think rather than thinking for themselves. If you are used to being told what to think, you will feel compromised by external thoughts, events, or individuals. In contrast, if you know how to think, you will have a greater sense of control over the situation. You can break free from your societal programming and think authentically.
StoryShot 2. You are a product.
We are all products. We are products that attach hope to the idea that we will someday choose our dream careers and relationships. However, no matter who we are, the world will exploit us. It does not matter if you are rich, highly intelligent, or talented. We are taught to be reliant on the world for our identity. From a young age, we are taught what to think rather than how to think. Therefore, instead of finding our own solutions to life's problems, we ask others for solutions. But you can learn to find your own solutions instead. If you learn how to think, you can better solve your problems. Instead of relying on Google or other people to answer your problems, you should make a habit of trying to solve them yourself.
StoryShot 3. You want to be special.
The idea of being special excites nearly all of us. You must have imagined situations in which everybody around you would tell you that you're amazing and treat you like you're special. Let's say your colleagues or friends think that you are unique. Even your parents have told you that you are special. So does one become special when others say so? The straight answer is no. People aren't qualified enough to decide whether someone is special or not. You cannot achieve specialness in life from a single event. Current events quickly become the past. To feel special, focus on garnering achievements, both personal and professional. Specialness is something you earn. You have to ask yourself if you are unique or not by closing your eyes. Yourself will offer you the correct answer. Ask yourself. Specialness is the badge of realization you earn. Don't seek the acceptance and approval of others for your specialness. Instead, you should feel special when you upgrade in life after mastering a skill. Earn specialness by showing yourself that you can solve problems without input. The key to doing this is working hard, staying disciplined, and remaining focused on your overarching goal.
Story shot 4. Knowledge and intelligence are different.
Society emphasizes the importance of knowing more. However, you should be placing less importance on this idea. There is a clear difference between knowledge and intelligence. Having knowledge is much less important than being able to think for yourself. Technology is advancing at a rapid rate. Therefore, knowledgeable people will no longer be effective in a year or two. What they think now won't be relevant in the future. But those who have learned how to think will adapt to the evolution of technology. Knowledge can be borrowed, but you can't borrow understanding. Once you reach a conclusion derived from your thinking, it is called a realization. And once you realize something, your perception changes about it once and for all. And that perception remains locked down until another realization impacts it. That's the process of learning and growing. Shwetav Gangwar.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Story shot 5. Rejections are normal.
Rejection is a common experience and happens to everybody at some point in their lives. But when you experience rejection, you likely take it personally and act as if you're the only one it has happened to. Failures and rejections are the most important experiences for growth. We learn considerably more when things go wrong than when we are successful. However, if we do not know how to deal with rejections and failures, these failures will psychologically shape us. Rejections will continue throughout your lifetime. You probably felt rejection strongest when you were young. It may have been that teacher you wanted to be noticed by, who somehow always moved past you as if you were non-existent. Rejections are normal. Whenever you don't achieve something you care about, you feel it reflects badly on you. You judge yourself and beat yourself up for it. You must break this chain of self-harm, knowing that failures, losses, and rejections are normal. Doing so directs all those negative emotions into something useful. You will feel less miserable once you've adopted the idea that failures are normal. This is the foundational principle in winning at life. Although failures are typical, that doesn't mean they don't matter. But real winning means minimizing losses as much as you can. Start to see rejection as a way to improve yourself.
Story shot 6. Understand that people are weird.
People are weird. Weirdness is neither positive nor negative. Weirdness is a more accurate portrayal of humans. The characteristics we attribute to humans are mainly based on whether their actions are negative or positive. Therefore, humans are better described as weird. Why is the idea that people are weird necessary for your growth? It is far better than having delusional perceptions. Your perception of something can create false expectations. To avoid creating such perceptions, keep the following in mind. Data. Knowledge comes from data. Remind yourself of this. First impressions are fake. Make a conscious effort to dissolve the images your brain makes of people. They don't come from data, but from how you perceive the planet. Instead of relying on first impressions for judgments, you should look at the actions of the person. Wait until you have gathered enough real-life data to form genuine judgments. People are weird. Avoid making false assumptions, keeping this in mind. We sleep in a world of marketing. Anybody can sell you anything, especially when there are no data.
Story shot 7. Forget happiness and choose satisfaction.
What you think you want in life is happiness. Behind most of your actions, decisions, and relationships is the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, you likely haven't realized that happiness and satisfaction are not the same. The general answer to what makes you happy might be being nice to people, partying, and watching great TV shows and movies. Self-satisfaction involves precise knowledge of what would make you happy. This begins with self-awareness. Knowledge of this kind gets locked away inside your brain when it's not being applied. When others validate your worth, you feel happy. But you should not depend on others to tell you what you're worth. Instead, you can judge your own value yourself. Your internal knowledge of your worth will bring you lasting satisfaction. This is better than the short-term feeling of happiness you get from others' praise. Understand the difference between satisfaction and happiness. The search for self-satisfaction gives us peace of mind. Happiness is found in doing things we enjoy, like playing games with our loved ones. However, chasing satisfaction will provide you with this happiness while also bringing peace to your life.
Story shot 8. You are a nation.
This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the Story Shots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the Story Shots app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. Story Shots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.